1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J Podcast. It's your girl, Ebby J, coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl, Ebby J. It's your girl, Ebby J.
What's up, guys? This episode was supposed to be my celebratory one-year anniversary episode. This was supposed to be my celebratory episode. But as we all know, yesterday we lost a legend, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter, Gigi. Those were the people that we knew. But there are other people who died as well. There are multiple families and hundreds of people mourning the loss of their loved ones today from that accident. And as I was driving to work this morning, I said, I have to record because I was listening to Ricky Smiley and I was, you know, meditating on the songs that were being, you know, the songs that were being played on the radio. And I was talking to God. And in my giftings and my spirit language, and he gave me a download, and he said, a loss is a loss. It doesn't matter if it's a legend, an icon, a family member, how we lose them. The pain that you feel when you lose somebody is pain. It doesn't matter if you lost them in an accident. It doesn't matter if you lost them by illness. It doesn't matter how you lost someone. A loss is a loss. So we mourn Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi, and my heart aches for his family, his wife, and the three children that he left behind. But I also hurt for the other families who were impacted. The coach, his daughter and son are behind because his wife and daughter was on the plane with him. Then you have another mother and daughter who was on the plane. Then you have the pilot. Then you have another lady who was the assistant or associate coach or whatever, some coach she was for them. They all are no longer here, and they died in such a tragic way. Such a tragic way. Nobody wakes up in the morning thinking today is going to be their last day. When those people woke up, they didn't think that they were going to hop on that private jet and that was going to be their last moment seeing their family. And I think why it hit so many of us is because nobody saw it coming. But do we ever see it coming? Are we hugging our children tight and giving them kisses before we drop them off to school? When we say see you later or bye to somebody on the phone, are we really, really, really praying that we do see them later and that we do, when we say goodbye, that we will be able to see them again? We have to take our departures and every moment that God gives us so much more seriously. And I think it hits a lot of us because we're peers to Kobe. Those of us in our 30s and 40s, we grew up with Kobe. We grew up seeing Kobe flourish and be successful in his career. We grew up with it. A loss is a loss, y'all. And we need to take the moments that we have and make them count. Let me tell y'all, a couple of weeks ago, my daughter had birthday parties back to back one day in two separate areas of Atlanta, nowhere close to each other. So I left one birthday party and jetted down to the next one because I didn't want to be too late. So as my daughter was napping, I was on the interstate doing the regular speed limit. And the interstate, Atlanta's crazy, so it cut off into three different interstates. You got to watch which lane you're in to make sure that you turn into the right. You're in the right lane to get on the interstate that you're trying to get on. And as I'm trying to, I accelerated maybe 5 extra miles an hour so that I can catch the thing, not realizing that there were a row of cars in front of me that stopped. Y'all, let me tell y'all, it was the angels, the guardian angels around my life and my daughter's life that protected us, because I could have hit head on and been the cause of a 20-car pileup. I was shaking because I was able to move. And you know how Atlanta traffic is, and it doesn't matter if it's on the weekend or not. It doesn't matter. Traffic out here was ridiculous. The lane was clear on the right of me, and I was able to swerve over to avoid hitting the people while my daughter peacefully was taking a nap before we got to the next party. I was shaking. I was shaking. And at that moment, I said, you know what? It ain't that damn serious for me to get to this party on time. What's more important is that I get there safely. That's what's important. That I get there safely and I don't have to rush, because it's not that serious. And even as I pull up to my job right now, I say it ain't that serious to be breaking your neck and dipping and dodging and maneuvering through traffic and trying to climb over this hill and dip through this valley and scoot over to this lane just to make it somewhere on time or whatever. It's not that serious. Be safe. So on this 1-year anniversary mark of this podcast that I'm recording on the go through the Bluetooth speakerphone in my car, I want to remind us to focus on the shit that's important. Those moments that matter. The time with family. You don't got to like people, but you got to respect them. I'm off my soapbox now. But I had to get that out. Because we get so caught up in the wrong stuff, and I'm one of them. And I'm really, really trying to be intentional and not getting caught up on stuff that's irrelevant. You call people out for what it is, for what they do, and you keep it moving. No love lost. I'm just letting you know what I see. And you keep it moving. You know, this morning I got a text message from Ari's father, and I'm like, you know what? I could go back and forth, but I'm not going to do it. I could do what you do to me when I ask for things at the last minute. I could go that route, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to put my energy towards something that's more important. I don't have time to go tit for tat. I'm not going to do you how you do me. I'm going to be better. Because at the end of the day, I have to focus on what matters the most. And that's it. And I always figure when something doesn't happen how you plan it to, that's God's way of protecting you from something else. So whatever it is, God is protecting me. Before I responded, I said, Lord, guide me. Let me say the right thing. Let me do the right thing. All right, y'all, focus on what's important. Focus on what matters. Put your energy towards that and leave all the other petty shit alone.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.